Welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. I'm your host, Lee. That's Mr. Lane on the side of me. And Rick down low, Miss Alaysia is out and about doing her thing. So she will be joining us this Thursday. So topic of the day. Well, actually, before we start the topic of the day, I want to say big shout out to everybody that subscribed. Everybody that's going to hit the notification bell, letting you know that we get new stuff coming out every week. Thumbs up. Start throwing them comments in the sections up under the video, which is, should be right below us if you're looking at the screen on your phone or whatever. Appreciate the support. So without further ado, topic of the day. So I'm gonna redo this again because we didn't already talked about it a little bit. Guy at work and his girl, they done split up. They got a kid. He left the girl. He out doing his thing, free balling it everywhere. So now grass or green on the other side, whatever hell you want to call it. All right. Free balling it, whatever you want to call it.
Slanging
all right.
Dick.
Yeah. Slanging dick out there doing his thing. and old girl done moved on. That's what it sounds like to me. The way the conversation was going, she done moved on. She entertaining. I'm not saying she's got a person, but she's entertaining. So, dude taking offense to it. He don't like that thing. He don't like that whole, I done moved on, you ain't my only option, blah, blah, blah. He gets upset every time phone ring, knock on the door, she in the car with another dude, or dude in the car with her. Whenever he pop up, dude over there, or a dude, I don't know how that works. But question is, why do we as men, this is strictly for the men, but Talane, I'm gonna let you get in on this because I'm gonna let you get it from your side too. Why do we as men act a damn fool when you done made your decision to leave and you still hooked on old girl that you left?
Because it sounds like he shouldn't have decided to leave her because he's doing some real simp ass shit right now. Because, like, it's one thing if she chose to leave, right? She, I can't do this no more, blah, blah, blah. And then she start giving you mixed signals and then, and y'all, but nigga, you left.
They still smashing though. That's what you know.
It don't matter, but he left.
Yeah.
He ended left. The relationship. 90% of relationships are ended by the woman. You fell into the 10%. As a man, the end of the shit, and now you mad that she done moved on? Man, grow the fuck up.
That's
some simp ass shit right there. Like, you chose to leave. She didn't choose to leave. You chose to leave, and you mad because she... Hell, she I ain't even gonna say taking dick. I'm gonna say she entertaining as you.
Wow.
We don't know. We don't know if she taking
dick. We don't know, but she is entertaining.
But you mad that she entertaining people when you chose to leave.
Right.
Like, you chose to break up the family.
Right.
Like, men don't... Statistically, women leave the relationship 90% of the time. So, women normally break up the family dynamic. Mm-hmm. But you chose to do that as a man. Like, that's weird to me. Like, they got a kid. Like, so, you don't want to be with her, but you want to still fuck her. And she can't talk to nobody else?
Nope.
Man, grow the fuck up, man. Get off that simp shit.
What you got tonight?
It looked like that's what... I don't know. Like I said, he shouldn't have never left. Because 9 times out of 10, he was cheating.
Yeah.
He don't want to abide by her rules. Mm-hmm. So he decided if he just can't fuck off when he want to fuck off, he was going to leave. Mm-hmm. Now she fucking off because she can, because she's single. She can fuck whoever the fuck she want to fuck.
If she is doing that.
And he can't be mad because he chose to leave.
She probably is. Ain't no lie. She probably is out there doing her thing.
Yeah, she probably is.
Yeah.
And she probably reaping more benefits from the new nigga than she was from his coward ass anyway. That's why he left.
Wow.
So you can't get mad. It was yours. but you left it. Mm-hmm. Now it's in the hands of somebody else. So now I'm mad. Because all the while you knew this girl was the shit. Mm-hmm. And I done fucked up. Mm-hmm. And what I used to get,
I can't get that no more.
He probably left thinking that that would cause her to be like begging and chasing more. Yeah.
Left because he saw some free ass out there and he wanted to go get it.
Yeah.
That's all. It wasn't no nothing at the house. It's just free ass. Girl paid him some attention. He went with it. He out there smashing old girl and he's smashing the baby mama mm-hmm. at the same time. He thinking the grass is green on the other side, which it ain't. Now, it is what it is.
So you left your child for some ass. Yeah.
Ass. Like, fat ass.
Like, you left your child for some ass, though. Like, bruh.
Some fat ass.
Some fat ass that ain't hitting on the baby mama. Hitting
on shit. Right.
That's why I keep going back.
Going back to the baby mamas.
Like, yeah. You broke up your family. All right, so, and I know I don't believe in cheating. I ain't never cheated in a relationship or anything like that, right? But mm-hmm. if you're in a relationship, and you decide to exercise your options, right? You don't leave for them options. You don't leave for them options.
Exercise your options.
You just supposed to sneak off and get it and come back home.
Right. Exactly. Hey, it's exercising options, Lee, because black men don't cheat.
Okay. What we going with? Okay. I got you.
But yeah.
If you black, white, or orange, you fucking cheating.
Right.
but yeah, like I said, I ain't never cheated on nobody. I did come close to it at one point, but I didn't do it. But you don't break up your family for that shit. You don't break up your family for no side piece. Unless it's just like, what is it old girl was doing or wasn't doing that made it like, I just want, you know what? I'm done. I'm out.
I told you, he got caught up out there. He saw a fatter cow ass, went over there and started grazing. Went over there and started grazing in the field with the greener grass and then found out that ass wasn't like the ass at the house.
Right.
Girl putting up with his shit now. Girl at the house is putting up with his shit.
And he left anyway.
Now
he's sick. Probably doing ride-bys. He's
sick because he keep going by the house. And hold on now. I'm not totally absorbing her deal either. She letting this motherfucker back in the house. They still smashing. Let's get that on the table. Well, if he's still smashing.
Well, both of them are retarded.
There you go.
Both of them retarded. Because she knew that, man, it's just, oh, Lord have mercy.
It's this drama.
Yeah, too much. I'm trying
to figure out why? Man, do we keep going through this bullshit? We keep putting ourselves in this bullshit, knowing this shit ain't going to come out right. You fucking up and fucking over everybody that you messing with.
Mm-hmm. Cause somebody gonna end up getting hurt behind this shit.
Yeah. And they probably beefing. The two girls probably beefing.
Or the two guys. I'm sure they know each other.
Yeah.
Cause like I said, the original dude is pulling up at the house when the new company is there.
See, you know what I'm saying?
Or he catch them out somewhere on the road. Chattanooga small. I mean, come on.
Whatever, I bet you
that. He ain't been nowhere and he seen shit. You gonna run into the same people all over again, over and over again, all day long, every day. So you run in them small circles. Somebody gonna start talking. Somebody gonna say this. Somebody gonna say, "Yeah, I seen your girl. My bad. She ain't your girl no more. But I seen girl." That's how the conversation gonna go with another dude, and blah blah blah. And then here's the funny thing about it for me: they getting upset because the kid is in the house and all this shit is going on. And they using that as an excuse to say, that's why I'm mad. You see what I'm saying?
Because the kid in the house.
I was a kid in the house. You acting a fool because the kid is in the house.
Well, what are they supposed to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't stay there.
You don't stay there. You ain't taking care of the kid. I mean, what do it matter?
Right, because if she say, "Hey, I want to have company tonight. Can you keep
the kid?
Can you keep Johnny? You know, because I want to have some company." Sound like he's gonna be like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Fuck you. You ain't having no company. Blah, blah. He's trying to control the whole situation.
Yeah, he trying to control the whole thing. Matter of fact, I'm on my way over there.
Right.
I'm sorry. At the end of the day, his dumb ass shouldn't have left. Like, if you're not gonna blow it up and just straight end it, just why
shut
leave
that shit off, dude? Right. Why leave? Why keep dipping back in and dipping out? All of those type shit. What?
Because if
you don't want her, that's the part that gets me.
Yeah. Obviously, he
don't want her.
If he's still fucking her, he do.
No, he don't.
He just wants he can go back at any given time and say, "Hey girl, let's go smash. You know I love you, blah blah blah. Get up and get back out in the streets again and do the same shit
right.
He been doing before he left the house in Jump Street."
Mm-hmm.
He ain't bound by no rules. He ain't bound by shit. He just here. Oh, I know I got a place to stay if shit don't work out. Let me go holler at old girl. Let me go lay down, you know, get a shower, my kid if they there, and get my ass back out in the streets.
Classic case of I don't want her, but I don't want nobody else to have her.
Right.
Right.
Why do we, as fucking men, do that bullshit? When you know for a fact you don't want this girl. Let that girl go and let her be great.
Yeah.
I don't know. You see, mad? My situation in that situation was different. Like, because I was the one that was being, you know, like she said now was out doing her, you know, other niggas living with her, and then hear about me being out with a female or whatever, then it's World War III. Yeah, it's World War III. Like, damn, you got a whole nigga living with you. Fuck you mad at me for?
Kyle, she think you finna get her goddamn money away. That's why she mad. Like, if he got somebody else, shit, I ain't finna reap them.
All them resources ain't, like we said last week, them resources ain't finna be going to my house no more.
Right. So she actually wasn't mad about you having something. She thinking about the money part.
Right.
Because if she wanted your ass, she would have been there with you. So that's all she thinking about, the monetary part of it.
Mm-hmm. Pulling that destiny shower.
Exactly. Yeah, put that shit on loudspeaker when you pull up.
I don't know. See, for me, by choice, I couldn't never just left my kids by my own decision.
Oh my God.
Just for some ass.
Ass.
Like I can, like I said, I can understand if you feel like, oh, she's not doing her duties as a woman. She, you know, not there for me emotionally, physically. Like, you know, it's a lot of reasons to leave a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to go out here and fuck something, come on, bro.
Just fuck some average chick that you saw. There's somebody that's paying attention to you for a second.
Right.
Like for me to leave my home, like this bitch got to be giving me money, taking care of me. Like, hey, that's my sugar mama. I'm out. City boys up.
Yeah, you know that's probably another thing too. Like, she paying for it. Anything he asks for, she gonna go get it. And you know it's females out there like that too. That's got a whole nother old lady, but the sad chick is buying him outfits,
every couple of dudes like that. It's in them, you know, in that situation.
But you know why? Because they ain't got no money tied up nowhere.
Exactly.
Your money tied up in the household, and you can't get the shit you want. Mm-hmm. So, old girl, your side piece, your sneaking links or whatever, spending their money on you, making you look good.
Yeah, making you look good, but you out with your main old lady.
Right.
Yeah.
And the shit they bought you.
Yeah. And shit, I was in that situation. Nigga come home fresh. Nigga, where you get that from? Because I know I ain't bought the shit. But then when you take it off, guess what? Don't go to sleep. Because that was your first and last time wearing that motherfucking bullshit.
Oh, my God.
I cut that shit up with the big pair of scissors. You won't wear it no more until that bitch stops spending her goddamn money on your ass. You wear it up in here, it's going to be the first and the last motherfucking time you put that shit on.
Oh, my God.
Because I know you ain't have no money to buy the shit.
Right.
I don't give a damn what it was. Shoes. I'm cutting the Nike sign off the side. All that. Then the bitch had the nerve to buy my children some clothes for Christmas. That boy come through the door with all kind of boxes. Where you get these clothes from? Shit, you know. Oh, okay.
Damn, what? He said you know?
Yeah, no. Like, he been hustling.
Okay. I was about to say,
God damn, that motherfucker.
I said, oh, okay. I went right in that kitchen. And got them scissors out that drawer.
Cut all that shit up?
Cut all that motherfucking shit up. Bitch, I ain't the motherfucking needy. He needed on his part. I don't need shit on my part.
Oh, my God.
And I cut the motherfucking clothes up. Bitch, you went to Belk's and bought all the motherfucking clothes for no reason. Because you spent some
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Them kids didn't wear that shit not one time.
What'd you say? You knew even if he was hustling, he wouldn't have bought the shit from Belk's.
Exactly.
Right.
And it was motherfucking Christmas wrap, y'all. The bitch had the motherfuckers wrapping at the store. I said, oh, and she had it gift wrapped? Oh, I stumped all them boxes.
She went all out.
Yeah, she went all out. Yeah.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to show you what all out get you. Cut up.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, you got people out there to do that, thinking, you know, they helping somebody out. Or they, and the sad part about it is they really the ones that are needed because they need somebody to need them to do this stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, bitch, I need you. Yeah. So
I like that.
Yeah,
that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, and that's why the guys continue. Like, if she gonna buy it, I'm gonna keep on going to get it. Yeah, but then at the end of the day, you sorry because if you want all that stuff, it is a such thing as get two jobs and provide for yourself.
Right, or one better paying job.
Yeah, one better paying job or some whatever hustling you get to do on the side.
Right.
Yeah, it's always a other way of making money instead of using somebody.
Mm-mm. So, fellas, stop being that guy. Like, what you call him, Rick?
Hmm?
What you call him?
Call who?
Them guys.
Oh, they a simp?
Simps. Oh, yeah, simps. Yeah, don't be a simp.
Hey, we've all simped out for somebody at some point in our life, but you gotta...
Mm-hmm.
Not on a continuous basis, though.
Yeah, not on a continuous basis.
Mm, learn that lesson real quick.
And it's even worse. Like I said, his situation is even worse because he the one that left.
He the one left the whole house. Yeah. And he proud of that shit. That's part of killed me about it. Why do you give a shit what this girl do in a house that you ain't got nothing over with? You ain't got no control over it. You ain't adding nothing to it. You ain't investing in it. You ain't putting no money toward it. You just mad she moved on about her business because you fucking moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Why is you upset? X means X for a reason.
Yeah.
So be a fucking X. Keep it moving. If you want to graze, go fucking graze with your balls out and slanging dick and everything else we just said earlier. Shit. This fuck, I tell you, boy, they be killing me. Like I said, that's some young shit. I ain't never seen no old heads do that.
Mentor the young fella.
Fuck him. And I mean that.
I mean, there's some older people doing that shit, too.
They want it, but it ain't talking about it. They ain't out here broadcasting that shit.
Yeah, and that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Yeah, it's the difference. You out here broadcasting, they ain't saying shit.
Ain't saying shit.
Yeah, because they already know they wrong.
Yeah.
They already know they wrong, but you out here trying to be goddamn superstar. I mean,
he was loud. I'm like, come on, bro. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I'm still going to smash my baby mama. And if she has somebody over there, I'm going to go over there and show up and clown and buy. What the fuck for? Why? You don't want her?
Shit. Slow. You might need some medicine. And then you broadcasting it, so at the end of the day
you still look like a fool
and you gonna store some stuff and then dude gonna kill you and then he gonna have all these witnesses saying yeah he went there, he started it.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah,
that's true.
So then guess what, dude ain't no do no time in jail. Because it's self-defense. Because you already done told somebody, I'm finna go start some shit.
Yeah. Over a girl that you don't care nothing about.
Right. Over your baby mama.
Your baby mama.
Yeah.
You clowning over your baby mama that you left. I got nothing. I got nothing for that situation.
Like I said, I could even cut some slack if she was the one that left. Be like, I get it. You ain't want the relationship to end. You know, right. Sometimes it's
that's
but nigga, you left.
You left. Yeah.
I don't know. Bothers me that we still in 2023 talking about this dumb shit.
Right.
This dumb relationship shit. This shit should have been just squashed. Long time ago. You're a fucking ex, you're a fucking ex.
And the baby mama crazy for still fucking him.
Yes.
She probably didn't want the relationship to end. She just out here doing her because he
left.
He left. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I 9 times out of 10, if he come back and make amends and say, I'm sorry, I'm moving back in, she gonna let him back in.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna be no trust there. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, we already know that. No trust. Yeah, but she'll let him back in.
Just back like, in for the physical.
It was something that he did, and she wasn't going for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he feel like I can still go back. But if she letting him, I mean, that's her fault too.
Yeah.
And now he went around here talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And he can smash whenever he want to smash, and he causing all these problems for you.
Mm-hmm. And you using the kid as a way to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see my baby.
Learn to cut that nookie off.
You can see the kid, but you ain't getting no ass.
That's right. Mm.
Somebody that's how that works.
Later for that. Mm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, man, that's all I had for today. Shit, because that shit pissed me off so bad. I was like, man, when are we going to fucking get it? When are we going to actually just get it? Be like, okay, it's a wrap. I'm done. Let's move on.
Right.
Instead of dibbling and dabbling and fucking and smashing old girl, you out here taking a vested interest or people taking a vested interest in you and you.
Right.
Come on, bro. Stop.
Because man really know if he going to be bothered or not. And I done seen a lot of men that's done left and will not touch their baby mamas at all. So don't give a damn who she fucking around with. He's so silly. What's wrong with him, Rick?
I'm just being truthful.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. I had to get it in some kind of way.
Oh shoot.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's me. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. A lot of them know how to part. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, so, you want to part with it or you don't?
Yeah. I mean, actually, really, just go back for the kid. Don't be using it as an excuse to get back in.
Yeah.
Because shit still get messy. You still got that bond. Y'all still tight. Y'all know each other. Y'all familiar with each other. Feelings get, to, y'all get talking about shit and shit get all crazy. Next thing you know, y'all on the couch somewhere. Flow somewhere. Palette somewhere. Palette.
Damn palette. I ain't heard that in so long.
Yes, Lord. Palette, bed.
Yeah. I bent over the deep freeze.
What?
Y'all in there scoop that damn deep freeze
everywhere. Yeah. Shit bouncing everywhere. Shit beat all of them against the wall, across the floor. God damn. Fucking all on the groceries and shit.
I know, right? Goddamn shit freezing me hard.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. We are. But anyway. Stop being that dude, man. That simp, as Rick said. Stop being that simp. Cause you're looking real bad out here in these streets, dude. And at work. This guy at work. So that's all I got, man. Short day. So I appreciate y'all hanging out with us for this small topic. Lady's gonna be pissed off. She want to get in, get out too. So it's all good. Next week we'll talk about something else crazy. Probably have some kind of reaction to something. We got to get the love guru. I keep saying this. We got to get the love guru on here to talk about what she want to talk about. Something crazy. I'm sure somebody need to reach out to her.
Really?
Or if she's watching this, extend an invitation to her. Love guru, come on. We sit here and talk to you about some stuff since you are the love guru. Yeah. Anyway, once again, we appreciate y'all supporting us. And also, again, be that person's person. If you need counseling, go get counseling.
That's
right.
If you
need help, go get help. Like this dude. Go get some help. You definitely need some help, dude. Because your mind ain't in the right place. You done left your house fucking with these other girls out here and all this whole type shit. So, with all that being said, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell once again. Leave comments in the up under the video. Should be right down here. My finger's off the screen, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Leave comments down there so we can, like Rick say, fuck with the algorithm. Thumbs up, hit the like button. Or if you don't like it, put the thumbs down. The whole nine, man. Just be totally involved in that. We appreciate y'all supporting us. And we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.